How do you calculate what the residual risk is, and what have we learned about the time course of recurrence in terms of when recurrences occur in breast cancer?
Well, for endocrine therapy or for hormone receptor positive breast cancer, we do know that that disease is more apt to recur later rather than sooner. So we can see relapses between 5 and 10 years, sometimes after 10 years, as I personally have seen relapses after 35 years. And those are well documented in the literature. When you're getting out to 35 years, then you're wondering whether you're dealing with just another second primary in the breast or the chest wall, if it's a chest wall recurrence. But nevertheless, we can see late recurrences, and we're more apt to see that than certainly in estrogen receptor negative disease. We don't have a lot of information about the so-called residual, or what I call residual risk of recurrence after 5 years of AI therapy. We do have it after 5 years of tamoxifen. So that information I sort of guesstimate from the published literature as it relates to tamoxifen and try and extrapolate from that.
When do we see recurrences in patients who have ER-positive tumors as opposed to those who have ER-negative tumors? What do the curves sort of look like?
It's interesting because what you do see is you see this early spike for ER-negative disease. And then after about 6 to 7 years, you see a decrease in that spike, obviously, and the curves for the ER-positive disease come together. So there's a clear difference in the first 3 to 5 years with a much higher relapse rate, somewhere between a 2- to 3-fold higher relapse rate for ER-negative disease compared with ER-positive disease. But when you get to 6 to 7 years, the curves actually reverse, so that you have anywhere from a 2- to 3-fold higher risk of having a relapse for ER-positive disease compared with ER-negative disease. And in one of the first studies that evaluated this and reported this, reported by Tom Safner in the JCO in 1996, you actually saw that effect out to 10 to 12 years, which was the final time point that was evaluated in the analysis. And there was also data from the overview showing similar effects.